Welcome back to the Zagura Zone. Nathan Zagura alongside Joe Thomas, part three of our little sit down here. And Joe, we're going to talk about some of the things you do off the field. And while we talked about 15 minutes, hopefully a pretty good, the best 2 minutes of your life, the Joe Thomas Hour. How did this come to be and how much fun do you have doing it? Because it looks like a lot of fun.
Well, it's kind of funny. I think the impetus for the show actually came from Joe Staley out with the 49ers. He was doing a Joe show type thing for a while, just interviewing his teammates, and I think Dan Murphy saw it and said, hey, would you be interested in doing sort of your own interview show? And I said, sure, but I want to be able to make sure that I can mess with my teammates. This is not like hard-hitting news or anything. I want to just kind of mess with them. And so he agreed to it, and so we kind of came up with the idea, and then I think it kind of morph from there into what it is today.
And I like that it's Emmy submitted. I mean, that's a pretty big accolade.
Yes, it's almost Emmy nominated. It's really big time. And, you know, it's one of the best things I've done in my life.
What's your, well, I hope so, the best 2 minutes of your life, in fact. What's your favorite bit that you've ever done on the Joe Thomas Hour?
We've done some fun things. I think the Kentucky Derby one was fun. But one of my favorite ones ever was in the beginning when I was really trying to stump my teammates and sort of embarrass them a little bit. We got
Just for the record, Kirksey. I have something in my mind right now that I think you're going to say.
We asked Christian Kirksey what Abe Lincoln was famous for.
Oh.
And he said, a big hat. And I just thought it was the funniest thing that I'd ever heard.
That is a pretty good one. That's actually not what I was thinking of, so I have to be honest. I remember being in one of our big organizational meetings,
yes.
And you did the one where you showed the executives of the company the players, and they had no idea who anybody was while the executives were in the room watching it. That was tremendous.
That was pretty good. We had to stop doing some of that stuff, though, because players started refusing to be on the show because they knew they didn't want to get embarrassed.
They didn't want to have that happen. Yeah. All right. Now, in addition to this, you've become quite the Twitter person. I'm going to move to here, but you're also a barbecue man, Mission Barbecue. I happen to love it. When it comes here, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
How'd you get involved with that?
I've always loved barbecue. And the guy that actually started the barbecue restaurant was a friend of mine going back when he worked for Under Armour. And he recruited me to Under Armour. I was one of the first Under Armour athletes.
And, protect the house.
Yeah, absolutely. I was click clack.
Yeah.
I was part of all those commercials. And so after he moved on from Under Armour, he was kind of retired. His name is Bill Krause. And he said, I love barbecue. Are you interested in becoming a partner with me in a barbecue restaurant? And I said, well, maybe. I mean, why don't you give me some of the food and I'll see what happens. And like 5 years later, he opened up his first restaurant and brought me some food when we were playing in Baltimore. And I tried it and I just fell in love with it. And I said, whenever you want to come to Ohio, just let me know. I'd love to partner with you. And it was a couple years later, and now we've got two stores in Ohio. And we're rolling and hoping to open many more.
And they are delightful and also pretty much the most intimidating kind of to-go barbecue truck around there at Mission Barbecue. What's your go-to order when you yourself go to Mission Barbecue?
They make a lot of things that are really good. They do an awesome job. But the thing that I like the most is actually the pulled chicken with Alabama white sauce. It's so delicious. They cook the chicken in the smoker for like 4 hours until it just falls apart. And then they catch all the drippings that come off the chicken, and then they put the chicken back in there.
Which, by the way, are called chicken schmaltz.
Really?
I learned this the other day.
Oh,
yes.
That's fascinating.
I was at the South Bend, actually, or the Collision Bend down in the flats.
Okay.
And they had this popcorn, and it said chicken schmaltz. And I said, I got to ask you.
Yeah.
What are chickens? Like, yeah, that's the chicken fat, the drippings.
Really?
That they get, and they
please
like, great flavor. I'm like, I bet.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, they have this huge tray of it, and they put the chicken right back in there.
No wonder it's so good.
It's amazing.
It's the schmaltz, baby.
It's schmaltz.
It's the schmaltz. That's what you need, the schmaltz. All right. We're going to leave you here with this man, because one of the things I wanted to ask you about is you've been here so long, and you've seen so much change, and there was a while when it was like, Joe Thomas is going to get traded. Joe Thomas is going to get traded. And Hugh Jackson came in here and said, basically, over my dead body, will Joe Thomas ever move on from the Cleveland Browns as long as I'm here? What's your relationship been like with Hugh, and what's it meant to you to have him stand up there and say that amidst kind of those rumors for so long?
Yeah. Hugh and I have a great relationship. We talk every day about a wide range of topics, and I really respect him because he's a tremendous leader, but he's also a phenomenal football coach and football mind, so it's fun for me to sit in those meetings on Wednesdays and see the different plays that he comes up with and the creative ways to attack a defense. And it's just a pleasure working with a guy that's so passionate about what he does and also a guy that you feel like he's got your back when it comes to, you know, trade rumors and things like that.
I feel like you guys are close, and you talked about that for a second. What would it mean to you, not only because I know you want the Browns to be successful, but for you and Hugh Jackson to finally have the success that, you know, you guys deserve? Mm-hmm.
It would mean a lot. I think Hugh and I, like I mentioned, are really close, and he deserves success because he puts so much time and energy, and he's such a good coach that it's only a matter of time before he turns things around.
Yeah, we certainly look forward to that. I want to thank you for your time. Thank you for everything you do here for the Cleveland Browns, for this community, for all the entertainment you provide on Twitter, calling out people in white pants after Labor Day, and things of this nature, which we all appreciate. Yes. So thanks so much for being with us, Joe. Really appreciate
it. Thank you for having me.
All right, Joe Thomas in the Zagura Zone. We barely is the tip of the iceberg. Maybe we'll have to do it again. Thanks for tuning in.